and they are at least as fast as peer review, usually much faster. So you don't need to worry about delaying your publication schedule for looking into patenting.
Are you a life science researcher who wants to improve patient care through your discoveries? In this short podcast, two seasoned business developers from SDU Rio will break down the key steps to moving your research from the lab to the clinic. They will cover when and how to engage with the commercialization team at SDU Rio, what to consider when publishing and patenting, and finally, how external partnerships can accelerate your impact. Whether you are new to commercialization or experienced and looking for a strategic edge, this is a guide that offers researchers at SDU and Odense University Hospital the first steps when making life science research matter for patients.
Welcome to this SDU Rio podcast, where we're going to be talking today about how life science researchers can make more patient impact with their work. So when do you, a researcher, need to get in touch with us? We're going to talk about, first, when to publish research without compromising your results. Second, how to patent your discoveries. And third, how to work with external partners.
So essentially, it's the three P's: publications, patents, and partnerships. But I think we should introduce ourselves first, Lindsay. My name is Liv Thompson. I'm a business developer at SDU Rio. My background is a PhD in medicinal chemistry, and then I've worked in clinical drug development for a number of years. For the last 8 years, I've done university business development, first at University of Copenhagen and now at SDU.
And the other voice you'll hear today is Lindsay Killer-Madsen, a business developer with 15 years experience in intellectual property management and technology transfer.
So the two main takeaways from this podcast is if you've solved a clinical problem with your research, or at least you think you have, submit an invention disclosure to us before you submit for publication.
And when you are working with an external partner and they may want rights to your research, give us a call. But let's dive into the details. First, we're going to talk about scientific publications.
Publications are important. I think we can all agree that. They are the bread and butter of academia. But the tricky thing is that publishing your results without first at least considering whether you might need to patent can compromise the future impact of your work. So it's really important that you get in touch with us and we can look at it. Any publication counts as a public disclosure, whether it's an abstract for a conference, publication, a poster, even an oral presentation. It just becomes part of the public domain, and the patent authorities will see it as not novel once it's out. The problem with that is that if we can't patent, we might kill any chance of attracting investment into the development.
Yeah, right. And, you know, we can all agree that it takes a lot of time and money to bring new therapies or products to the market. So before you submit for publication, consider completing an invention disclosure form, attach a manuscript, or even just a summary, and we can help you figure out if your discovery is patentable.
To find out if it's patentable, it's not just me and Lindsay looking at things. We work with some of the best patent attorneys in Denmark, and they are at least as fast as peer review, usually much faster. So you don't need to worry about delaying your publication schedule for looking into patenting.
This leads us to our second point, patents. So what exactly is patentable? Well, the criteria for patentability is that what you've discovered is novel and inventive. Now, first, novelty is your discovery new compared to what is already known or exists in the public domain? Number two, has it achieved inventive step? And this means that your invention is not obvious to a skilled professional, someone like you, or could be figured out by someone like you, based on what is already known in the public domain.
So I've met a lot of researchers who think that their discoveries or results aren't patentable. And they might be right, but they might also be wrong. It's really a case-by-case assessment. It very much depends on the nature of the results and what's already known. Most of you guys listening to this would probably expect a new type of drug to be patentable, and most likely you'll be absolutely right about that. But it's always an individual assessment. So I have a little quiz for Lindsay.
Great.
Now, Lindsay, Have we filed patents on repurposed drugs?
Why, yes, we have. So we're trying to introduce some concrete examples here. And one case we worked on was delivery of an oral known drug in a new way. So delivering that oral drug topically.
What about drugs that are owned by or in development by a pharma company, for example?
Yes, even though there are pre-existing patents or intellectual property owned by an external company, if you discover a new way that that drug can treat patients for a new indication, for example, that can be patentable.
What about nutritional supplements or nutraceuticals?
Yes, our patent attorneys have found that even vitamin supplements in unique combinations or in new deliveries, new formats, can be used to treat a specific group of patients, and even this can be patentable.
So lots of things are patentable. What I might add to this after the quiz, well done, Lindsay, by the way, is methods. Scientific methods are sometimes patentable, sometimes not. Sometimes patenting the method is really, really valuable and very much worthwhile. Other times, not at all. The main take-home message is just come and ask us. We're very happy to look into this. What's the point of patenting, Lindsay?
Well, patents are valuable and sometimes even essential for preventing others, other researchers or external companies from copying your research or discovery. They're also really important for convincing an investor to spend more money developing it. The takeaway here is that we can help you get your data into the strongest patent application possible.
We'll leave the finer details of patenting for some other time, but one of the reasons that patents are important is for working with other people. So let's move on to our third topic, partnerships. Collaborations are a perfectly normal and valuable part of academic research. The researchers at SDU and the region of southern Denmark bring in expert knowledge and intellectual property into collaborations, but there's likely also going to be intellectual property resulting from these collaborations.
Yes, and you really want to have the correct legal agreements in place to protect you, your institution's rights to what is discovered during them. Unfortunately, we have seen cases where researchers aren't able to work or publish their work once the collaboration is completed because the right paperwork wasn't in place. And we want to help you avoid this.
So at SDU Rio, we have a team of legal advisors who specialize in this very subject. And we business developers work really closely with them and with you as a researcher to find the best legal terms to fit not just the science in question, but also the relationship between the two parties, or more for that matter, collaborating.
Yeah, and I know almost every researcher I've met with has seen these types of agreements, whether it's a confidentiality agreement, a collaboration agreement, material transfer agreement, or clinical trial agreement. But all of these can be quite confusing, I think, in terms of commercial development of new products. So we're here to help keep these things straight and ensure the right terms are included in them.
And I don't think we can stress enough that they do seem dull. It does sometimes seem unnecessary because you have a really good relationship with this other collaborator. But it's so much easier to agree on fair terms of a collaboration while you're still on friendly terms, instead of having to clean up the mess if something's somehow gone wrong. So please do come talk to us first. We'd much rather help you at the beginning. But just like partnerships are necessary for your research, they're also critical for any development of that research towards a commercial product or service. And we'll help you set up those collaborations, we'll help you find the right partners. You're likely to need industry experts, venture builders, financiers, funding buddies, regulatory authorities, and the list goes on. There's lots of people from the world outside academia that we need to work with and talk to move discoveries from academia onto a commercial setting. We help you find the right partners, and then we help you formalize the relationship with them so that we protect your rights as a researcher and we protect SDU or the hospital's rights in the intellectual property.
Right, and we're covering a lot of scope today and a lot of agreements and players involved, but it's over months or years that we would be working with you, and one day when your research is developed and ready for the market or clinic, we can work together to help you formalize a license agreement with a company or even spin out your own.
So to wrap this up, the important messages are: get in touch with us if a company wants rights to your research, wants access to your results, or your lab for that matter. Get in touch with us if you have made a new and transformative discovery that you think can make a real difference. And of course, you're very welcome to get in touch with us if you simply have questions, maybe after listening to this podcast and wondering about your own research.
You're welcome to send us an email at inventions@sdu.dk or give us a call. You can find our contact details at sdu.dk/sduRio. Talk to you soon.